Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The first thing that you should acknowledge or do when being a role model is to not break promises to kids. I just think that that's a fundamental thing that is a part of being a good person. If you want to be a good father, you should probably keep your promises to your kids, right? And I know that things happen in life that come up. And you have to pivot at times. So it's all, you know, it's all manageable, okay? But when you're a professional athlete and you make a commitment specifically to young people and you don't do it, I think that's out of pocket. It's out of line. It's unacceptable. And that's what receiver George Pickens has done in Pittsburgh. Now, we all know that George Pickens was traded here this offseason from the Pittsburgh Steelers to the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Well, last week, the word came out that Pickens had canceled his planned appearance at a youth football camp, okay? Actually, not last week, but the week before. The company that organized the event, they emailed the families of the registered attendees to explain that Pickens, after confirming he'd still participate following the trade to the Cowboys, decided not to participate. That is wrong for George Pickens to do. I don't know how you rectify the situation, but that is a stain on you as a person. You're George Pickens. You're a well-known athlete, wide receiver, that kids look up to because of your athletic attributes, and you are canceling out on appearing. Even after you were traded, you said, I'll still show up. It's unacceptable. Now, good news is that Pittsburgh, they got other good players. And Matt Freiermuth is going to end up being the person that's going to replace Pickens. They had to reschedule it. So instead of it happening on June the 28th, it's going to happen on July the 20th. But this is whack, man. This is not cool at all.
Yeah, there are certain things that as an athlete – You don't stand kids up.
No, you don't.
You don't. And, I mean, we know, Henry, you and I have been around this, you know, a long time. We know there are, you know, sponsorships and there are corporate obligations that players have. But the camps for kids, like, there's just something different about how kids look up to athletes. And, you know, athletes get traded, change teams all the time. Now, part of the trade from George Pickens was a situation that George Pickens himself created to get moved from Pittsburgh to Dallas. But then you still have an obligation to those kids in Pittsburgh because this was like put together when you were a member of the Steelers. And that's what's impressive to me when you've got athletes that change teams but still do keep their commitments. And I think that's, you really see the character of people when they show up, kids.
Yeah. It's, I mean, this does not surprise me. I mean, though. This is George Pickens, though.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is, you know, he created the drama in Pittsburgh to get out, and now he's in Dallas. It's just, it's such a bad look for a young player, because if you're going to do this once, I mean, are you going to be asked to do this again? Like, if you're going to stiff kids, what is the motivation for people to come to you and say, like, you know what? Do you want to put on something down here? Would you be interested in doing something to help raise your profile?
Yep.
Or is he just going to be, you know, nah, I'm good. George Pickens is not good enough to be the nah, I'm good guy.
I think that he's got a lot to prove. He thinks he's it right now. Like, he thinks he's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, you're not even the best player on your team.
I mean, if he's not wide receiver one for Dallas by week two, I mean, he, you know, there's going to be hell to pay down there in Jerry World. No, it is so sad. And thankfully, Pat Freiermuth has stepped in and taken his place, because, and Pat Freiermuth is loved in Pittsburgh. I mean, every time that he catches a pass, it's Muth. Like, if you're going to, this is almost a better situation for Pittsburgh, because you've got these kids that, yeah, they were attached to George Pickens, but now he's gone. I think you're just naturally going to gravitate towards players that are still there for your favorite team, and those kids are going to be able to learn from Pat Freiermuth, who's a fantastic tight end in the National Football League.
Yeah, I like Pat.
Yeah.
He seems like a good dude. Now, I will say this. He's been a little bit inconsistent coming out of, because he went to Penn State, I think. I think he was the tight end at Penn State. But the bottom line is that Pickens has got to do better, man.
Oh, no question. And this is, I think he's a very immature person. I think at his core, he's a very immature
Absolutely.
Person.
Well, we see it during games with him. Like, he does not focus.
No, he doesn't.
And then he gets into it on the sidelines with coaches and stuff like that. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, dude? you're not that guy, okay? You're not that guy that should be getting into a...
He thinks that he is prime Randy Moss, and dude, you've accomplished nothing.
No, you're not even Oakland Randy Moss, okay? You're not Seattle Jerry Rice, okay?
You haven't even produced like a first round pick yet.
No, he hasn't, and
that's the reason why he fell out of the first round.
And I mean, he's a very, very, very good player. I feel like he has the physical tools to be, I don't want to say an all pro, but I feel like he's got the potential to be a very, very good wide receiver in the National Football League. But you got to get your poop in a group, man. Like, your attitude, you see it. And I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze with George Pickens.
If you are a player in the league and you've accomplished nothing, don't be a headache. Being a headache when you've accomplished nothing will get you nowhere.
You have to earn being a pain in the ass. You can't be a pain in the rear end without doing anything.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I think it's just when you're letting up kids and you're basically just like, I'm done. You know, I can't be here for whatever reason. You confirm, and then what? You just don't want to do it? Or, I mean, he's already moved on to Dallas, so it's like, well, what is the... And I mean, I'm just looking at the surface level based on what we know of his personality. It's like, why would I want to do this for a community that I'm not even a part of anymore? Like, I'm not from there. I don't play for that team. Why should I go back there and honor that commitment? I'm already done. Let somebody else do it. That's kind of the way that I take this.
Yeah.
And it's just a slap in the face to the kids, the ones that have the 14 jerseys that we're looking forward to seeing you.
Yep. All right, coming up next, congratulations to one member of the Minnesota Twins. Should it be more than one? We get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Buck hits this ball high in the air. Left center field. It's got some juice to it. Mangum's at the wall and it's gone. Hello, Byron. Byron Buxton solo home run. His 20th of the year. And it's 1-0 Twins. This place is on its feet.
Chris Atterbury on the call. And yes, awesome to see Byron Buxton with yet another home run. Byron Buxton named to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game representing the American League. Awesome. And we knew he was going to go. The question was anybody else going to go with them? And so no other Twin made it. And I feel like at this particular point, it's the right call. The only other player that I would have said was worthy was Joe Ryan. Outside of that, nobody got snubbed.
No, nobody. I felt like everything was the way that it should have been. Because, I mean, listen, the Twins are four games under 500. They are light years behind Detroit in the American League Central. But every other team is. The swoon that they were on after that 13-game winning streak where the pitching staff completely blew up and then you're not scoring any runs and the only issue you have is with, you know, Byron Buxton's the only positive that you had with this team for a good majority of the year when that losing streak. Yeah, Joe Ryan now, they're going to be pitchers that are going to bow out. I mean, he could end up being on the All-Star team. I mean, Duran could as well.
I don't think Duran's worthy.
No,
well, that's just me.
Yeah, no, I think, again, I think you go back and you look at the 13-game winning streak and being the pitcher of the month in the month of May. I don't know if that holds any, you know, has any residual carryover. I don't think he does either. And I am very, if Byron Buxton is the only one that makes it to the All-Star game for the Twins,
then I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
But I do believe that Joe Ryan is worthy of it. I do.
Yeah, I think that it's guilt by association, right? I mean, it's, yeah, Joe Ryan had good numbers, but at the end of the day, where is this team in the standings? And the only one that really pops right now is Byron Buxton. And I think if you're not a first place team or a big market team, like something's got to pop.
Yeah, you get what you get.
You get what you get. And you know, it's kind of like, you know, where, because I really thought that, I know Javi Baez is having a nice little renaissance. And, you know, Riley Green, the Tigers, like, the Tigers are deserving of all of their All-Stars. Javi Baez was an afterthought just a year or two ago. I mean, like, this was a monstrous bust by the Detroit Tigers. And finally, they're like, we don't have a place for you in the infield. Go to the outfield. And he's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I remember when Javi Baez was just a stud shortstop with the Cubs. And you're like, damn, this guy with Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, like, the Cubs, like, their window's wide open. I just don't know that Javi Baez, and this is where the first place thing comes into play for me. Javi Baez is an All-Star because of the Tigers. I think if you look at the numbers, Byron Buxton absolutely should be a starter. But this is one of those that I don't think fans are not looking at individual players. Those that draw the best are naturally going to have the higher voter turnout.
The text line. $30 million man, Carlos Correa, and Matt Wallner are poor hitters for the Twins. First off, Matt Wallner, young player, he's going to get better. I think that the injury and missing all those games did not help him. Carlos Correa is going to pick it up. It just, that's just what he does.
Well, he has to. I mean, he can't go any lower.
Well, I mean, just let's look at the seasons he's had here in Minnesota. He's always better in the second half of the season.
Yeah, he is. But I think
And actually was good last year.
But
before
I think,
he got hurt.
Yeah, and again, I think this kind of goes back to an overarching, like, a conversation that we've had on Final Pitch several times. Like, Carlos Correa, Platinum Glover, Gold Glover, Silver Glover, every type of defensive accolade you can give to him, it's fantastic. But fans remember coming up with the bases loaded and striking out. Fans remember where you have runners in scoring position and you don't get the job done. Like, it's not being able to come up with that big hit. That's what fans are remembering. And the longer it goes without having that Carlos Correa 2025 moment, that there have been chances for Carlos, and he just has not delivered. I think that's what fans, until he goes on a stretch like Buck had, he's going to be in the crosshairs of fans. And I think there's, I mean, we can look at history, yeah, but I think fans have a legitimate gripe with Carlos Correa being like, hell, dude, like, you got to at least one or two or three more hits, and it's the complexion of some of these games change.
Absolutely. I think he's going to be fine. Coming out of the break, I think he's going to be fine. Buxton, let's keep it up. And yes, Texter, we're happy for Byron Buxton, 100%. We are.
Yes.
But other guys going to have to step it up. Royce Lewis got to do something. You got to do something, bro.
Yeah. Well,
Trevor Larnach is doing what he's supposed to do. Other guys got to step it up. Hell, Harrison Bader's been awesome.
Harrison Bader is.
We called it.
Yeah. Yes. Harrison Bader is. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love Harrison Bader. You know, yesterday at Target Field, watching that ball that Bader hit in the eighth inning, it was just a matter of whether or not it was going to be fair. Because we're like, oh, man, look at that, look at that. And then we're like standing up and we're like trying to do the Carlton Fisk thing. We're like, stay fair. Royce Lewis, I still feel like he's got to work off that rust. Like, Royce coming back from an injury, I just feel like I don't know if it's like in his own head, but there are he's just going to have to get comfortable and trust his body. But I think trusting his body is what got him into trouble. So I feel like it's kind of a catch 22 that, yeah, I mean, Royce has been back for less than a week. I mean, we can't expect he was playing better. He was getting into a little bit of a groove before he, you know, pulled the hammy again in Houston. But now it's just a matter of how much longer is it going to take for him to get going. Having the All-Star break, I feel, is going to be very, very good for Royce Lewis.
How do we feel about him being in the Home Run Derby?
Who?
Byron Buxton.
He's in the Home Run Derby this year?
Yeah.
Again? Well, he wasn't in it before.
No, he's never been in it before.
I don't know. It jacks up your swing.
Yeah, I don't like when the hometown guy ends up being in the
Buxton. Right, Byron. Come on, man. Don't do that. Byron, no.
Buxton, James Wood, Cal Raleigh, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah.
Who else?
I mean, Pete Alonso.
He's not in it.
No, but I said the two-time back-to-back champ, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, Pete's not in it, and who else said they were not going to do it?
Kyle Schwarber, yeah. Kyle Schwarber is somebody I'd want on my softball team. Like, he's just a big, fluffy dude who can hit the ball like 900 feet. I don't like Byron Buxton in the Home Run Derby. You remember Joe Mauer was in the – is Joe Mauer the most random person that was ever in the Home Run Derby?
But what year was that?
Was that like 08 or something?
No, the last twin to be in the Home Run Derby was 2008, but that was – Morneau.
It was Morneau. When was Mauer in the Home Run Derby?
I don't know.
I was like, because Mauer was in the Home Run Derby, which really kind of surprised me, because you can't go 0-2 and then try and hit a ball over the fence the other way. Like, you got to swing right away. I don't like Byron being. I didn't know Byron was in the Home Run Derby.
Yep.
I don't like that.
I think when I'm walking into the sports book, I'm going to put my money on Acuna.
Yeah, and that's another guy who's coming back from a major knee injury that just has. I guess I can't say that Royce needs to pick it up, because Acuna, like his first.
He needs to go see his doctor.
Yeah,
in their rehab. Yeah. Like, didn't he have? Is that his second one?
It's his second one.
Royce had two.
Ronald Acuna's had two. I don't know, man. Who is it again? Who's all in the Derby? You said it's
Buxton,
Buck
Wood.
Yeah. Okay,
Raleigh. Acuna Jr., and I guess they're going to add maybe another one or two.
Okay. Yeah, I think, Ronald Acuna is also going to be the hometown guy. So,
I know.
Got to think about that. Yeah, Cal Raleigh seems like he would kind of be an obvious one because he leads Major League Baseball in home runs, but I feel like that's a little bit of fool's gold if you're going to bet on Cal Raleigh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like...
You're not going to get good odds. I'm not doing that.
No, I mean, plus what? Is he going to go up and he's going to hit right-handed one round and left-handed another round? Like, I don't know. I would go with Ronald Acuna. I'm really surprised that Pete Alonso didn't want to do it 3 years in a row.
The very first year that he won it, I won money.
On Pete Alonso?
Listen, I left the basketball, I left the pavilion after the Wolves game that night.
Yeah.
And I walked over to the sports book and collected my $500.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, polar bear delivered. Look at the polar bear. Look at the polar bear.
His first year.
Hey.
Sure did.
Did you bet on him to go back-to-back?
No, I didn't go to Summer League last year.
Oh, that's right. You didn't. Okay. Well, see, now put some money down on Acuna. I like that.
I'm trying to find the odds. I can't find the odds.
Who are you going in the All-Star game? American League or National League?
I'm not betting on it.
You sure?
Why? You can't get good odds on any of it.
You got to be a degenerate to gamble on the All-Star game.
No, not going to do that.
No?
No, nah. Not at all. All right, coming up next, there's something about the All-Star game, though, that I don't like. Some of you may say, Lake, this isn't a big deal. I don't like it. We'll get to that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, man. I love honoring guys, but I'm sorry. This is just a bad idea. I don't like it. And I'm a massive fan of this baseball player. I have been a fan of Clayton Kershaw's, excuse me, for a long time. But to me, this is unacceptable by Major League Baseball. Clayton Kershaw, and I believe this is his final year in Major League Baseball. He has played how many years now? Is this 20th season?
I think 19 or 20. I think this is 19.
So, Clayton Kershaw, who is one of the greatest pitchers I've ever seen, he's only the fourth left-hander to get over 3,000 career strikeouts. Unbelievable. First ballot Hall of Famer, unanimous. He's got to be unanimous. Like,
oh, no question.
He's as good as you will find. And I love Clayton Kershaw, not just because he's been a dominant left-handed pitcher in Major League Baseball and he's won championships, but he's a one-team guy. I love those guys. They're unique in sports. One team.
And I think that was his goal. He wanted it was one team no matter what, yes.
This is what I don't want, and I hate this. He was named to the National League roster for the All-Star Game as a special commissioner's selection, which to me even emphasizes that this is his final year. This should not happen. This is not good for baseball. This should not have happened. 651-461-9226. I am a Clayton Kershaw fan. I would buy a jersey. That's how much I like Clayton Kershaw. He should not have been named an honorary guy. No. Why? Why are we doing this?
Why not?
Why?
Like, if it's his last.
He didn't earn it.
But I would have a problem with guys being named an honorary or commissioner's pick if this wasn't their farewell season. Like, if Clayton Kershaw comes back next year, then I have a huge problem with this. But if this is
part... He hadn't earned it.
Okay, but I feel like it's, you know, it's no different than Cal Ripken having his last one or Derek Jeter having his last one. You know, there are...
Hold on. I don't care who you are. If you haven't earned the spot, you don't get the spot.
But there are guys that don't earn all-star, like...
Are they voted in? That's different.
Just because you're voted in doesn't mean that...
That's different. Being voted in versus the commissioner saying, I'm just going to put you on, that's not different? Of course it is.
So so Clayton Kershaw has not earned the right to be put on?
Not this year he wasn't. Not this year he wasn't. No. Not this year. Clayton Kershaw, who missed a good chunk of the season and who just literally just came back mm-hmm. and started pitching recently, no. He should not be an honorary. They should not be doing this. Not only should they not be doing this, I'll take it a step further. It's not in L.A. It's in Atlanta. Like, tell me the rationale to do this. It's not like he's doing this in front of the L.A. fans. This is he, and this is the thing. It's Clayton Kershaw, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. He doesn't need it.
But
that's
it's
the
like,
other thing. He doesn't need it.
Right, but this is their way to give a little lifetime achievement award. Oh, what's wrong with somebody who made Major League Baseball
history? He's a 10-time All-Star. He doesn't need 11.
Oh, man. My God, give the guy his flowers. Let him have that one.
This is not about not giving people their flowers. He didn't earn it. We talk about giving people their flowers. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they could have probably left him off and he still get his flowers? Yeah.
Not the same way being as an all-star game. Stop. There's a certain pomp and circumstance when you're at an all-star game. We see it done in the NBA all the time. We see it done, well, I can't say the Pro Bowl because the Pro Bowl doesn't even exist anymore. But there's at the point, I mean, Mariano Rivera, his last year. I mean, just because here's the thing. If they would have just put him on and it wouldn't have been an honorary title, would you have been as upset? Because, I mean, not everybody that goes to the All-Star game is going to pitch. It's not like he's going to pitch in the game.
If he got voted in, mm-hmm. I would have no issue. If he was even named a reserve, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had an issue. He got handpicked by the commissioner. That come on, man.
That's nothing wrong with that.
He doesn't need it, but it's Clayton Kershaw, though. He doesn't need it.
That's why he gets it, because he's Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, he does.
There are some guys that
I think it's whack. I think it's lame. I really do think it's lame.
There are some guys that over the course of their career, they have just done things that are going to stand out as a statistic anomaly and that are going to be regarded as some of the best of all time. And
What is the difference between Clayton Kershaw going from 10 to 10 All-Star games that he earned to an 11th where he didn't earn it? Like, come on.
It's not about earning it. It's about the symbolism of what he's done for baseball.
No, going to All-Star games should be something that you've earned. You've earned that opportunity through your play and your performance to be named an All-Star.
Yeah, but not everybody is going to have those All-Star numbers every year that has earned them. Like, there are guys all the time that get into All-Star games that... Because especially with Major League Baseball, because
every team has a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes it even worse, Chris. You're making my point for me.
No, because some of these guys, if you look at the numbers, they aren't. I could probably go to the All-Star roster right now and pick out a handful of guys that are like, your numbers don't say that you're worthy of an All-Star spot, but you are picked. You are an All-Star because every team has to have one. So
that's not helping your argument, though, because we know that that's a mechanism that Major League Baseball uses.
I don't understand what your deal is with, you know, the whole legacy. It's like
I'm saying I don't believe in this commissioner's pick thing. I just don't. If next year, if LeBron James doesn't mm-hmm. play to the level of if he comes out and he looks like he's old, mm-hmm. don't send his ass to whatever the All-Star game is. I'm sorry, Adam Silver, let it go. I don't care about this old lifetime achievement award. LeBron James doesn't need it.
It's always been that way. They've always.
I don't like that. I'm not for that. I'm not for that.
Yeah, see, and I have no problem with it.
Text line for the 612, I agree with Lake. They don't probably pitch an inning, and someone who earned it won't get a chance. This is a different deal because this is a commissioner's pick.
Yes.
I'm just saying that to the texter and to the listening audience. There are certain people you look at, they've accomplished so much, they don't need the gimme. They don't need the little added. Clayton Kershaw didn't need that.
They're not kissing up to him.
Now for the 9-5-2, Kershaw's a great regular season pitcher. He couldn't get my mother out in the playoffs. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. What? Clayton Kershaw's 100% a first ballot Hall of Famer. How much you want to bet on that?
He absolutely, to me, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I mean, so hold on. People question whether Joe Mauer was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and you're questioning whether Clayton Kershaw's getting in on a first ballot? He's more of a slam dunk than Joe Mauer.
Yes, he is.
Come on.
Yeah, to me,
Clayton
Kershaw is absolutely a slam dunk. Slam dunk. And you know what? If he pitches an inning, then you know what you do? You pitch an inning, you let Buck hit a grand slam off him, it gets the American League home field in the playoffs, and then boom, there you go. Are they still doing that? Because if they are, then the Twins should, you get, you know, home field advantage for the World Series.
Another one. I strongly agree with H. Lake on this one. Listen, I just to be clear, I am a fan of Clayton Kershaw's. I love guys that are one-team guys.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, I'm not like super religious or whatever, but I like the fact that he talks about his faith openly.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a beautiful, you know, wife and kids. Like, he just seems to be,
he's
really
good dude. He's grounded.
He seems to be truly a good role model.
Yeah.
The bottom line, though, is that we talk about snubbing people all the time. How can we talk about snubbing people all the time when we start doing this stuff? And this is the thing. If Clayton Kershaw...
It's happened for years.
It doesn't make it right.
And it's going to continue to happen.
It doesn't make it right, though. It doesn't make it right. I don't care if it happens every year. It doesn't make it right.
No problem.
And then on top of that, I guess my overarching point, though, is that it comes across as so weird to me because there are guys that don't need it. And he's clearly one of those guys that don't need it. Like, Derek Jeter is somebody I'd be like, if they did this to Derek Jeter, yeah, I'd be like, don't need it.
But superstars get treated differently. Superstars get more latitude.
Don't make it right.
We know that. So, I mean, yeah, I've got no problem with his whole little farewell tour. You know, last time, let everybody acknowledge you, tip the cap, and, you know, go blow a lead in the playoffs.
And to me, it's not just about Clayton Kershaw. It's just the entire how we do these type of things. I would not do this for LeBron or any NBA player. I wouldn't do this for Tom Brady. I got a Tom Brady jersey from way back in the day when downstairs, what was the name of the spot? Knicks?
Oh, God, what was it?
Yeah. I think it was
Knicks, yeah.
Because that was where Darkstar used to get all his jerseys.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't matter who the player is.
I knew you had a Brady jersey.
I just think that these great players, you just don't need it.
That's why they're given, you know, an average, you know, like Kyle Farmer's not going to get this. Kyle Farmer's not going to go to the All-Star game and be like, hey, guess what? It's Kyle Farmer.
And this is the thing. The texter's right. Kershaw's going to get put in the game to throw a few pitches, right? Mm-hmm. I'd rather see Joe Ryan.
I want Joe Ryan protected in bubble wrap. Like Clayton Kershaw. Let Clayton go.
We got headlines.
Let Clayton pitch.
That's next year on The Late Show. All righty, let's get into headlines. Real quickly, somebody on the text line asked me, they say, I'm also a big fan of Clayton Kershaw. Is this the first commissioner's pick for something like this? No, it is not. It has happened before. Jeter, Cabrera, and Pujols. And we all know at the end, Pujols, come on, man. Pujols can barely walk.
Yeah. that might go down as one of the worst contracts in the history of Major League Baseball. Cardinals knew exactly what they were doing when they let Albert Pujols walk. Hey, I know you're a big fan of Luda. Apparently, Jason DeRusch is. Luda! Well, he drew such a large crowd at the Taste of Minnesota that organizers had to stop admitting fans towards the end of the two-day festival downtown Minneapolis. Now, the free family-friendly event took place in the Nicollet Mall over the weekend. Joan Jett, the Blackhearts, Cheap Trick headlined the main event on Saturday, followed by Ludacris and Nerdy yesterday. Now, just before Luda was set to perform, organizers announced that the event had reached its capacity and additional attendees would not be allowed entry. But that didn't stop some frustrated fans from trying to see the rapper. Kerry Levitt actually reported that people pushed past security checkpoints and jumped fences. Well, I think we've seen that before. Hey, according to the Minneapolis Police Department, groups of people attempted to gain entry after the entrances had closed and were escorted out of the event, but no arrests were made. Showing honest plan, and the attendees exited the event after Ludacris finished performing without incident. This according to police.
Yeah, look, I know that people are all up in arms about this. Why are they mad at the Taste of Minnesota for this?
It shouldn't be.
Like,
you knew what your capacity was, yes, then shut it down.
Well, no. That's nothing to be mad at the Taste for.
No, I'm saying that no reason to be mad at them.
If you didn't get there early enough to get in and gain entrance, that's a you problem.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at the Taste.
No, not at all.
No, I'm sorry.
No, they knew what their capacity was. And I was kind of talking with Kim about this earlier today. When I saw the story, I'm like, well, of course they're going to say, hey, you know what? We're capacity. And you get there early to make sure that this doesn't happen. I mean, what are the odds?
You got to get there earlier, man. That's just how it is. At Duke University and at because at Cameron Indoor and at Allen Fieldhouse, when students are lined up or they're camped out to try to get in for a big game, that's just what they do. You got to do what you got to do. So you got to get there earlier, man. Don't be all this jumping. Look, I get it. I'd be frustrated too, but I have to go home. I'm not jumping the line. I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah, because I mean, people got tickets to see. I assume people got tickets just to see Ludacris. So that's your one thing, and you missed out on it.
But it's free.
But it's free. Well, yeah, exactly. Though you got those tickets, but you got these tickets.
Are the tickets ahead of time?
Yeah, I think you get them ahead of time.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I have not been to the Taste.
Oh, see, because last year when we went to. Sidetracked by...
I'm not sure that's how it works, bro. I don't... Like, if you had a ticket, why would you be jumping a gate?
Yeah, and...
I don't think you get tickets.
Okay.
I think it's just... Once it's max, it's max.
Yeah, and maybe that was it. Because I know when we got our free tickets last year for the Taste, like, we got in no problem, but we didn't go... We also didn't go there to see a musical act. We just went there to, you know, to partake in the food. Hey, and finally, we'll end on this one here. Craig Robinson... leaving comedy for good. In a recent video post on Instagram, The Office actor revealed that he's giving up comedy to focus on what he says something bigger. Caption of the post, he wrote, "Life update, I'm officially quitting comedy to focus on my true calling. Stay tuned, I'm working on something huge." Now, Robinson, he broke out playing warehouse foreman Daryl Philbin across 118 episodes of The Office. He also included in The Cleveland Show, American Dad, Mr. Robot, What We Do in the Shadows, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Killing It, Big Mouth. On the film side, he appeared in Hot Tub Time Machine, This Is the End, Sausage Party, Dolomite Is My Name, and The Bad Guys. And Robinson still has a few projects that he's going to be a part of on the horizon before stepping away from comedy. Soon going to appear in the Netflix animated adventure In Your Dreams and Bad Guys 2.
He's riding off in the sunset, man. I'm not even mad at him.
No, you can't be.
Seriously. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow night on Final Pitch right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.